You definitely will want to share this one ASAP, because we've pretty much got the smoking gun on all this now. A Daughter Vigilante follower sent this to me, and I looked into it, and this is on the WHO's website for all the fact checkers out there. I'm just reporting what's on the, because we all love the World Health Organization, the World Health Organization, right? We all do, and Bill Gates is such a hero. He's trying to save us all. So I'm going to just put out what the World Health Organization said. And I'm going to put a link to their website. I'm going to highlight what they said. And so hopefully this doesn't get deleted. It'd be crazy. You know, if you're a YouTube fact checker working for basically the WHO, which is who we're totally supporting here, we're just showing their documents. And I know your YouTube CEO said that basically anything that goes against the World Health Organization will be taken down. This is like positive factual information about the World Health Organization. So try not to delete it. So here it is. This is from the World Health Organization's website. Their document is called A World at Risk. It's an annual report on global preparedness for health emergencies. Oh, thanks. Thanks, World Health Organization. And they came out in September 2019, so last year, before any of this happened. And you might notice a big thing that they like to use as an image for the coronavirus right on the front cover. And also, very interesting, a lot of people all wearing masks. Well, you can read through the whole document. We'll have the link down below. This is all factual information, fact checkers. And here's their progress indicators by September 2020. So these are the things they want to be already in process by September of this year. And one of the points says the United Nations, including WHO, conducts at least two system-wide training and simulation exercises, including one for covering the deliberate release of a lethal respiratory pathogen. An exercise. If you haven't been paying attention, anytime the government or any sort of government related, in this case, you can call it a sort of a crony capitalist controlled government sort of related organization like the WHO, whenever they say they're doing an exercise and they say where or when, run, get the F out of there. Every time it's the actual thing. This has happened countless times. Yeah, the real thing keeps happening every time they have an exercise. So here we have the World Health Organization saying they're going to run two, notice that two, same as Kill Bill Gates. He's referred numerous times as this is epidemic one, and soon we're going to be coming out with epidemic two.
Most of the work we're going to do to be ready for pandemic two, I call this pandemic one.
And it says right in the World Health Organization document that they plan to run two exercises during this year, as of right now, and they already have started the first one. And as we can see, it basically is an exercise. It's mostly an exercise in misinformation and propaganda, which puts out all kinds of scary stuff that gets the whole world scared, even though there isn't really an actual epidemic. A few days ago, the Health Organization had like a fundraiser, and it was all, I didn't watch, I don't watch any of their stuff. It's all disgusting. But apparently all the world's leaders, misleaders is what they are. Everything's the opposite of what they say it is. All pledged. And it looks like they read off the exact same script, the exact same things. And then they all gave Bill Gates, Kill Bill Gates, $8 billion that wasn't theirs, actually. No, it's so nice to pledge stuff that isn't yours. It's money stolen from the people in their area, extorted. And Bill got $8 billion. Nice job, Bill. Wow, that investment of like a billion or so that you put into all this stuff's already paid off eightfold. And as soon as those vaccines are ready, holy cow, 7 billion vaccines every year or twice a year, I think you even said once. That's going to be hundreds of billions of dollars. You're going to like triple your net worth in the next year or two. Amazing, amazing little scheme you got there, Kill. So here's the pledges of the misleaders. And it's, look at them all reading off their script, the exact same thing.
Better diagnostics, treatments, and a safe and effective vaccine.
COVID-19 diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines.
Largement du développement et du déploiement rapide de diagnostics, vaccins et traitements efficaces.
Universal access to vaccination, treatment, and diagnostics.
Equitable access to new COVID diagnostics, therapeutics, and vaccines.
We must all work together on improving diagnostics, accelerating therapies, and ultimately developing a vaccine.
We need to make vaccines, treatment, and diagnostics accessible to everyone.
Vaccines, treatments, and diagnosis will be the most effective way to do it.
We need new diagnostics, vaccines, treatments, and an equal distribution to all.
On equitable access to diagnostics, treatments, and vaccines.
And affordability of the vaccines, therapeutics, and diagnostics.
In order to develop adequate treatments and vaccines.
It must just all be a coincidence. They must all just have coincidentally thought of the exact same things to say. And of course, Kill Bill, he's doing great. He's doubled his net worth in like the last 10 or 15 years.
You've invested $10 billion in vaccinations over the last two decades, and you figured out the return on investment for that. And it kind of stunned me. Can you walk us through the math?
Over a 20-to-1 return. So if you just look at the economic benefits, that's a pretty strong number compared to anything else.
I think the numbers that you ran through were if you had put that money into an S&P 500 and reinvested the dividends, you'd come up with something like $17 billion, but you think it's $200 billion.
Here, yeah.
Even during this whole thing, his net worth went up, and it basically just went up another $8 billion with those pledges from you that were stolen from you that were given to Kill Bill as they read the script given to them by Bill Gates.